Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're actually going to start with just overall talking about where the Guardians' expectations are. But you and I, because, you know, there's a lot of shows, Dustin, that are scared in this business. I'm not talking necessarily 92.3 The Fan, but, you know, there's a lot of hosts who like to say when they've got things right and then don't admit to and don't cop to when things are wrong. Everybody tries to act like an expert. You and I are but humble servants of this lovely format, and we are going to be true to ourselves and to our fans listening. We're going to do a pickoff where you and I are going to go through
the old pickoff.
The old pickoff. It's like a baseball thing, but you and I are going to go through each one of the division winners and the wild card here in a minute. And then it's not just going to sit out there. It's not just going to die on the vine. At the All-Star break, we're going to have Keith bring back sound from this segment and bring back our predictions and ridicule who gets the most wrong. Now, before we get to that, the over-under for the Guardians was set at 79.5. How are we feeling about that?
79.5. Yeah. I like the under.
Oh, you're going to go, you think this is a team that will not compete this year?
Correct.
How many wins do you see?
Oh, about 76.
So you're saying comfortably under.
I mean, I wouldn't say comfortably under. I mean, it went under by 3.5 games.
Okay. So I would take the over. I think we go with a lot of recency bias in baseball, which is wild because of how different teams look. And maybe not teams like L.A. L.A.'s got like $300 million. L.A.'s going to look pretty similar, even though they're going to make a deadline deal or two. L.A.'s going to look pretty similar. All 162 unless injuries really ravage them. For a team like the Guardians, that lineup should look different 3 months from now. And you should be able to see a Manzardo come up. You should be able to see, all right, what happens in center field? Is there an opportunity for George Valera if Tyler Freeman doesn't make it work? Or is there an opportunity at any point this season for Chase DeLauder? So I'm really excited about where this team is. I think this team's going to be very, very competitive. And I'm trying not to get too excited because I still want to just see. I kind of got to get a feel for Steven Vogt. I also think, guys, if it's this exact same roster, and I'll leave this to Mac, Keith, Dustin, you too. I think if it was the exact same roster, but Tito was here, I think people would be saying
90 wins.
I think people would be set. People where would be where I am. I think that's just the confidence that Tito brought you year in, year out. But because none of us really know Steven Vogt from Adam, all of a sudden it is, oh, the sky is falling. I actually think you might be more successful this year because I don't buy that there wasn't tension between Tito and the front office last year as he was worn down a bit. And I think philosophically, I think you started to see more of a divide into how they had built this roster and maybe what Tito wanted. And again, tension doesn't mean they hated each other. I don't think if they hated each other, Tito would still be in the organization. But I do think, like, I think manager and front office can be more aligned now because Vogt is a little more malleable as a first-time manager. So I will take the over. You've taken the under.
Yeah.
I do have a wonderful bet with Daryl Ryder, which is all I care about because I'm going to get some teasers and a milkshake and, of course, a triple bacon cheeseburger from a local establishment. But are you ready for the pickoff?
Pick them off.
Mac, are we ready for a pickoff?
I'm ready.
Look at that. Let's pick it off right now. And here we go.
Just waiting for like some big intro or something.
All I know is that Keith and Mac have been making eyes at each other while I've talked this whole segment. And usually that means Keith is about to assassinate somebody, and it's usually me. So that is where
Who's going first here?
I think we're going to just trade division. We'll go
who's going first?
I think Dustin.
Okay. Explain how this goes again.
All right. Well, so
just so I'm clear.
All right. So I'll give you it like a division. Like we'll start with the AL East.
Yeah.
And you're going to say who you think is going to be the winner.
Yeah.
Then I'll say who I think is going to be the winner of that division. Then you will go. Then we'll go to the next division and so on and so forth.
Let's go back and forth.
Yes.
All right. So let's do it. Can we get some music or something, man? Yeah, let's play it.
You know what? Yeah. I am about
this. Fits the mood.
It does.
It does.
Because baseball is sexy. All right, let's start off with the AL East. Who you picking?
The AL East, Nick. This is tough.
I think you got to get in character a little bit.
Well,
with this music.
Can you get a little something down here?
You want me to go down here?
Oh, I do.
I mean, if you want me to talk about the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah?
I can get down and dirty with those.
The Baltios?
Dirty birds.
Yeah, so dirty.
They are so dirty.
So that's your pick?
You ever been to Baltimore?
Only at night.
You ever been to the yard? Camden Yard.
I am the yard.
You ever heard of Corbin Burns?
I have, yes.
Give me the O's.
I took the Blue Jays. I actually think people are sleeping on the Blue Jays.
They're not as dirty as the Orioles.
They're talking about those dirty birds. Talking about those Yankees.
They don't get down the way the O's do.
They love the Rays, but the Blue Jays, that's where it's at. What about Yariel Rodriguez. Kiner Falefa.
Can't even say it right.
Justin Turner. Kevin Kiermaier. Give me the Jays. Let's move to the AL Central. It's a really tough bit to keep doing for.
You want to go to the Central?
Let's go to the AL Central.
You ever had twins?
Am I tickling you?
No comment. Wait, did you say, and twins?
You ever had twins at the same time?
No.
That's because you're a loser. And the twins are winners.
It's this kind of analysis. You just can't get anywhere else. I'm going to go with the Guardians.
I mean, they added Santana.
They did, yeah. I'm going to go with the Guardians. I think they have the best pitching staff in the division. I think the Tigers really erred by not getting another big bat. And
you always need a big bat.
Yeah, if you're lucky. It's also about how you use it.
That may get you a couple of twins.
Is not what I had in mind. To the AL West, what do you got?
Sweet dreams with the Angels.
The Angels?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take.
Can you feel Aaron Hicks?
Why would I want to?
He'll take you to heaven.
Because he's an angel. I'll take the Astros. They're out of this world. And they got...
Is that Harry Carey doing this?
It seemed like it appeared to be that way for a minute.
I'll take the Astros. That's all I got on that one. How about wild cards, Dustin? How wild did you get?
You know what they say about Astro?
No.
I can't say it.
FCC violations will not allow me.
I feel like we're talking like Will Ferrell.
I think we're there. Who are your wild card teams?
In the American League?
Yes.
You might get arrested. Because we like handcuffs in Texas.
Okay.
The Rangers.
Who else? You got to pick three. I know you know that. I'm just reminding you, the audience.
The White Sox.
Okay.
We only wear socks in bed.
All right, final one. You got to have a third one. I know you know that. It's for the audience.
I said we only wear socks, right? Welcome to Boston.
All right.
Was that for a tourism video?
All right. I've got the O's of Baltimore.
Oh.
And I like to explore, so give me the Rangers of Texas. One if by land, two if by sea. Give me the Mariners as the third wild card team. So wild. Let's go over to the NL. You like switching leagues, Dustin?
I've been to a couple of parties.
Is that where you leave the keys?
No phones allowed.
No pictures, please.
Not in the National League.
Just gotta have photographic memory.
Now we designate, baby.
Designate that hitter, you dirty thing.
Let's go to the East. How brave are you?
Are you Atlanta Braves?
Will you leave the keys outside the door?
I'll also take the Braves. How about the Central in the NL? Centralize it for us. I don't think he's ready.
Did you bring the beer?
Yes,
I'm thirsty.
Did.
Some brewers.
I brewed it too. I know my own brew. Well, I think we all know I'm quite the bear. But I'm going to go ahead and take the Cubs.
You know what they say about Cubs?
No.
They're illegal.
This is the worst bit in the history of the station.
Still better than Daryl's.
Happy New League Year! All right. Give me the West. In the best.
You ever heard of a D-back?
Yes. But only in certain occasions.
It's because you're a loser.
Oh, well, listen, you can't dodge this. Because I'm going to go out to Los Angeles. And I'm going to take me the Dodgers to win the West. Give me something more wild, like your wild card picks.
I'll give you something big. Like a giant.
Tuboku. What else?
You like mountains?
I like Pleasure Mountain.
Give me the Rockies.
So Rocky. One final one.
I don't like the law. Give me the Cubs.
Did you say I don't like the law? Give me the Cubs?
Hell of a line.
I know. I mean, my pants are off. I'm going to go to my wild card. Heavy on the D-backs. They're going to
drop the
you.
D on that one.
And you know what? Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. I think.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm so distracted.
I gotta be honest. I gotta be honest with you. You guys like talked me into this segment like on the spot. I think it turned out all right. I'm pretty impressed with my wittiness.
All right, scrap the D backs. Because I was looking at the wrong year. Give me those fanatics in Philly. So fanatical. I also like...
My mind lives in a gutter, by the way.
We could tell. You know what?
What?
Give me them gigantes. I like a giants.
It's like the Will Ferrell from... when he's like the car salesman in Eastbound and Down.
I can feel it. All in my plums.
Yeah, exactly.
And final one. It is in the Queen City. I can find my ace in the hole. They ain't no commies. Give me the Reds. And quick reaction here from social media.
How'd that go over?
Plumbers crack saying, I'm so uncomfortable right now. We dig. Captain Jim. I swear Nick and Dustin owe me at least a dinner and a drink the way they're talking to me. Put it on the card.
I'll take you out west.
Introduce you to some John. John, I think you've either saved or destroyed sports radio in Cleveland, and I still don't know which. And Nick, WTF is going on.
We just got the word back that that was the highest rated segment we've ever had.
I don't know if it was good or if it was just really bad.
Yeah, I think I can't remember who said it on social media. And of course, social media reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. John saying that we either saved or destroyed sports talk radio in Cleveland. And I think that's fair. Time will tell. This will be the moment when our 30 for 30 starts with clips of DTPT Dustin Fox going to town on air. That's where it starts. Of just, you like giants? That's where it starts. So with that, we're literally not going to do that any longer. But maybe next year. Certainly. By the way, I just realized how ridiculous this is going to sound when we pull our predictions back in July at the All-Star break. Good stuff. Good stuff. Guthrie's Kevin saying that was almost as bad as when you both sang "Do You Believe" like Cher. By bad, you mean good, right? That's like when that's a bad man. That means like a good man, like a badass. That's pretty much what I think Kevin means there. You see the little scuttlebutt out there on the Twitter streets? I know UniWatch reported this about the Browns helmet changes.
Yeah,
how we feel? So if you guys didn't see it, UniWatch is reporting that the Browns will have a new primary helmet for 2024. And honestly, probably my favorite thing football's done in the last 20 years is remove the one shell rule, because I think it gives teams a chance to change their helmet and try different things and see what fans respond to. And it seems like, so one, are you a fan of the multi-shell rule, the fact that you're going to have multiple different helmets?
I think you should be able to have as many helmets as you want. I mean, I think that the NFL should be like Oregon.
Oh, or I like even, that.
Like you want to have 100
college football.
Want to have 100 combinations? Great. Who cares?
I like that. Like, because here's the thing: the stakes are still pretty high. I don't remember what the official rules are, but like there are still limitations to how many shells you can have, how many helmets you can have. I think it would take a lot of the pressure off the Browns if that was how they decided to test out the reaction. Like, once a year, you got a dog in the helmet, right? Like, that to me would be so cool. If once a year they had a concept, and then they kept that concept where one home game a year, there is, and we've seen like 30 different iterations of this of really smart design people on social media, but like once a year, if you could do like, the first game of November is the dog game where you have the dog logo on the helmet, I think would be great. So I like where your head's at there is what I meant to say.
Well, thank you. I don't get it. I mean, they say that you can't have these different uniforms because the logo changed and stuff like that. Well, keep the logos, but you can have different helmets.
I think they just don't want it to be like college. I think that's the thing. They don't want where like Notre Dame has 15 helmets for 14 games.
Yeah.
Or sorry.
No, I feel you. But who cares? I mean, if anything, it gets the younger generation more involved with it.
Yeah.
The players like it. I don't see a problem as long as it doesn't like affect the viewing experience, like with craziness, like the jerseys are so difficult to see, the numbers are hard to see, or whatever. But like, especially the helmets, who cares?
So with
I love the throwbacks. I feel like every helmet you ever wore should be available to you.
You mean the white?
But I'm saying every team, not just the Browns. Like, so, I feel like if you are, like, the Seahawks should have the throwbacks available at all times, which I think they are now, by the way, right?
They
for at least a few games a year.
Yes, but there are
the blue
rules. Yeah.
The royal blue.
Yeah,
just the sex. You like sex?
Is that a sexual thing?
You sex addict?
We're going back to the last segment. So the UniWatch report is that the Browns have a new helmet.
You're going to say Unabomber
there. For 2024.
The Unabomber report.
I think everybody expects this to be the white face mask. I think it's the easiest win in the history of the NFL.
It's not that hard. I mean, they had the uniform for like 25 years with the white face mask.
Yeah, and I just think, it's something that like I've never heard anyone come out and be like, I don't like the white face mask. So it just kind of makes sense to me.
They wore that for what, a game or two this year?
I can't remember the exact numbers on that, but yeah, they did wear it this year. Can I just tell you this
you
is
tell
not
me whatever you want.
This
Nick.
Is not going to happen there. All right, this will not happen. I would be over the moon if their primary shell this year was the all white. It's not going to happen. I have to specify that because I'm not trying to put the Browns on blast because I understand.
I think the all white is absolutely sexy.
I think the problem with the all white is your logo is the orange helmet.
That remains a problem.
And so you're not gonna change that. Obviously, you're not gonna change it to the white helmet. And then I also think like, I just think from the white helmet, I think you have so many other things you can do. I don't think like a lot of the orange shells that we've seen with the dog logo on it, some of the different dog logos that are out there don't look good. But if you go either brown shell, and again, I don't think they'll ever go to a brown shell as the primary helmet. But if you go to the white shell, I think it makes it a lot easier to occasionally try other things, a la putting a logo on the side of the damn thing like Brown or the Elf or the dog or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that would be I'm all here for if the big change is we're going to the white face mask. But if they really wanted the simplest points in town, like just an absolute, it was like a layup that's actually worth 3 points. It's an and one. Give me the white shell. I just think that'd be the coolest thing in the world. How about you? If you could, what beyond the white face mask, what are we hoping for here?
I mean, like just something as it like a color rush type of thing, like a one-off.
Or just like, what would you like to see the new primary, but like be part of the new primary helmet?
Oh, I mean, I think the classic Browns uniforms are fine. I mean, I think the white face mask makes it even better.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not ridiculous, but I don't like the brown face mask on the helmets as they are currently constituted. I think that you need to have more of a contrast on the helmet as opposed to the dark brown poopy face mask.
Is that the official name?
That's what I call it.
Is that like on the Hex, whatever that is on,
what's the Hex?
On Microsoft Paint?
You like
is that,
Hex?
Which one's that?
You Hex addict?
You into the hexing? 216-474-0092. So UniWatch says the Browns will have a new primary helmet for 2024. A lot of speculation is that will involve a white face mask. I haven't really seen anything else other than that, other than just a change of the face mask. What else would you like to see go on the helmet this year? Like, what would you like to see change for the primary helmet? And can I also say this? I think we had JW on before, and I directly implored this of him. Can I get me the orange unis this year? Just give me the one, the orange, like all orange. Just give me that.
The Dante Whitner's.
Yeah, with the white helmet though. Give me that. Are we over the Tennessee thing?
It's very, very much like a creamsicle.
Are we over? I love creamsicles. Are you kidding me?
I could go for one right now.
They're delicious. Of course, who couldn't? Other than people who are diabetic, of course.
Do you know that I'm going to go to the grocery store right after work and get some creamsicles?
Yeah. You know why?
Because they're delicious.
I think the Browns should buy whomever produces the creamsicle thing and then just make it the all your orange uniform, their uniform. Crossover appeal. That was a bad bit. The point is... No, I think that's what's missing. Have we gotten past the touchiness about the Haslams and the Tennessee stuff? Like, remember when the scoreboard came out and it was shaped like Tennessee and people lost their ever-loving minds? I always thought that was about the Browns just sucking.
Yeah, that was kind of silly. No?
Yeah. Like, now that they've won, can we drop the laurels there? Drop the laurels. I don't think that's a thing. Can we drop the anti-Tennessee hostility? Can we give the Haslams their flowers if they give us all orange uniforms?
Yes.
Ohio's Wahoo saying on air, Nick Wilson on air asking to change the most helmet and logo in sports. I think he's saying the best, and it was a typo. And then he said, I hope you feel like a clown when you look in the mirror, amigo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.